All right, ready to play. This is the Wesley House Youth Podcast. We're going to go around the table. We're going to start with you. Go ahead and say your name.
Adonis.
Kayla.
Raymond. And I'm Chris. And we're going to talk about a few things. It's just extended from the last podcast. So, actually, I'm going to go ahead and start. I want to know exactly how y'all feel about. I know it's different fights that actually happen in. I know it's different fights that happen in St. Louis and in schools and stuff like that. But particularly, I know y'all seen the fight that actually happened in Hazelwood, where the young girl was just slamming the girl and gets the ground and stuff like that. Y'all seen that?
Yeah.
So, first off, do y'all know about that, the story behind that, or exactly what happened?
I don't know the story.
I was going
to
ask you.
Okay. So, wait, all right. So, you like, know about it?
Yeah. It was like, was it like in like a four-story house or like or something?
What? No. This was outside. So, basically.
Was it at night?
No. So, I think it was in, I don't know, afternoon or something. It wasn't at night.
No.
But anyway, so here's what happened. You know, so this particular person, I don't know names, so it's a white girl, you know, that was bullying. Technically, she was bullying the other person, and she got fed up and then started to, you know, retaliate. And then she
Wait,
just
so
kind of.
The black girl started to retaliate towards the white girl?
Which was the bully.
Okay.
You know, now, just to give a little more context, now this black girl that retaliated, she's actually was an honor roll student. So she wasn't a problematic student or anything like that. But when she snapped, which it seemed like she snapped, when she retaliated, you know, it just went a little bit too far.
Well,
know,
I mean.
For banging and yeah, the white girl went into a critical condition and I don't know if she died or almost died. I don't know the details on that. But, I mean, how do y'all feel about something like that? Do you think, because now they're trying to charge her as an adult.
The black girl.
You know, and she's only 14 years old. So, they're trying to charge the black girl as an adult.
She almost died because she got brain damage.
Yeah. I don't know.
She like, I believe it's a situation.
One at a time.
I believe it's a situation that didn't really have to go that far, but I don't personally believe that she should be charged because the situation wouldn't even happen if the girl wasn't bullying her at the end of the day. The girl, she's on honor roll. She just goes to school and does her work. She's 14. I think she didn't want to do it. She didn't mean to. She was angry after being bullied.
No, she knew she was going.
And it was a fight that shouldn't have happened and it got, that just like, had a consequence. Well, not like a...
Okay, you done? Anyway...
I feel like if they
do charge her, at least she got proof that she was actually getting bullied. So I feel like the whole situation wasn't on her, and they shouldn't have like it shouldn't have went that far because she could have recorded a girl bullying her and pressed charges or something like that.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, we're gonna hear all of that.
Oopsies.
Any other thoughts? You know what we're talking about, Jerry? Talking about that fight with that young girl that was basically.
White girl and that black girl.
Yeah.
I got the video.
So what's your thought? What's your thoughts on that? Like, do you think the black girl should be charged as an adult, or you know, you think it went too far, or you think it is what it is?
Or she should get charged.
She should
you
get
know,
charged.
You don't. Yeah.
And what's the reason why you think she should get charged, you know, for that type of action? Just knowing that she's an honor roll student, I don't think she ever got into any other trouble. And it seemed like she retaliated on a bully, somebody that was a bully her. But, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, she should get charged because, like, she beat her head on the ground, like, 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't even get up. She was, I forgot what they called it, but she was, like, gone on the floor.
Oh, she was already unconscious?
Yeah, like she was gone. Yeah.
That's what makes it, like, it's just a situation where, like,
she
wasn't in the wrong originally, when it, like, as towards, like, retaliating, but it become a problem when she, like, went too far. Like, that's what makes the situation just like so complicated.
Okay. So y'all think she should get tried as an adult?
I don't think so. I think she should be charged, but tried as an adult is pushing it.
Okay.
But I can also see where it comes from, but I don't personally agree with it.
Okay. Let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever blacked out before on somebody when it comes to a fight or anything?
Yes, I have. That's why I'm at the school I'm in now, because when I was fighting, it was like middle in the seat, and I banged her head on the thing 2 times.
So you
in the same situation.
So it was pretty much almost same situation.
No, I stopped though. I said you done? She said yeah. And then we had a conversation at the end. Sum it up.
So basically you blacked out and pretty much did something similar. You know, it didn't go that far, but it could have been, you know, to
this
be
is
honest,
almost 2
know.
Years ago though.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. And how old were you 2 years ago?
12?
You're not 15. 12.
So 13, 12.
I'm tweaking.
Okay. Have you blacked out before?
Yeah. And that's it.
So okay. What about yourself?
Yeah,
I mean, without getting into, you know, too many details, you know, do you think that it actually went too far when you blacked out, or because a lot of people can't really control their blackout?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? There's been a couple times when I went too far, but yeah, there's been a couple times when I went too far.
Yeah.
That's
my answer.
I got you. What about
it's you? It's one time where my brother hit me, and I beat him up so hard I made him throw up, and Grandpa made him clean his throw up.
Okay.
And I was like,
Grandpa made him eat.
Okay, so most of us have experience with something going too far. You know what I mean? So I mean, normally, blackout means you can't control it. You know what I'm saying? So anything could possibly happen, but just
yeah, at the same time, she's 14.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't expect a 14-year-old to have the self-control to just like, no one to stop.
That's true.
Especially when nobody's stopping the fight. Like, yeah, everybody wants to fight. It didn't have to happen like that. I just realized, like,
right.
I wouldn't expect no 14-year-old to stop the fight in the first place, because I wouldn't stop when I was 14 either.
You know, that's a valid point. That's a valid point,
well,
like you said.
She was on the ground, I would just stop.
No, but it's like, she was all right, but like,
you know how some
you ain't never been bullied. You don't know how it feel to just like explode on somebody out of nowhere or some shit. Like, but I'm just saying.
So look, you got the video. So when you watched it, was the other girl that was getting slammed on the ground, was she doing anything, or was she just completely out of it? She couldn't do it. So she wasn't swinging or anything. So she was.
She swung like a few times.
While she was getting slammed, she swung a few times. You know,
like
so.
The third slam, she just blanked out. She
like it. Okay. How many? Because I ain't watching into its entirety. How many slams was it?
3.
So it was after the third slam, she was out of it.
They over exaggerated the situation. I thought it was like 5 slams.
3 slams to the back of the head on concrete to definitely do it again.
But the first 2 slams, you said she was still fighting back.
Mm-hmm. She was fighting back.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, in my opinion, if someone is fighting back, then it's almost like you, especially when you black out, you just want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Go get charged.
You know, I mean, that's just something to think about. I feel like the valid point is what you said, like she's 14. You know, so like to be charged as an adult and knowing that you
and
don't
she's
have
14 with a good history too, on top of that, like she's
right.
Not 14 with a history of violence. Out of
role student, no history of violence. You know, so yeah, that's a very good point. She may not have the mental capacity to be able to stop her emotions.
At the same
emotions.
Time, somebody would. I just thought about it. Some people probably have already argued that. She was on the road, so she has the mental capacity too. But she's still emotionally 14.
Okay. I think her parents sent a letter to the school and to the city and things like that. Just on that. Okay. All right. Cool. So that brings me to something else that's kind of a good transition to. I want to go back a little bit actually and talk about the time where it wasn't too much going on. I feel like it actually did something to a lot of youth minds. And this is a time of like COVID in 2019 and 2020. I feel like it was some type of little reset that actually happened, you know, when it comes to the youth. But I do want to kind of know, like, do you think it's a difference between life before COVID and life after COVID? And what are some of those differences? Go ahead.
When COVID was happening, the world was going on. Everybody think was in the world. And, you know. It's like it's kind of embarrassing because then like we started stockpiling toilet paper, and we still do it, like, and then like we would either have to virtual call or go into school with masks, and then most people wasn't trying to do that, so then they stayed at home with masks because they stick. So when I used to join the meetings, I used to almost fall asleep, and then they would be like, "Hey, you can't eat on a video call." Or my granny used to be like, "Oh, hey, you can't eat on a video call." They immediately go into the kitchen, make us breakfast, and then give it to us in the video call.
I got you. So what's the difference between before COVID and after COVID? Like, how do you feel the difference?
Well, to me, the difference is basically slim because, like, at first the world was good. It was all going good. Everything good was fine. Well, at least to me, it was all good. Everything was good.
Yeah. So you feel like everything in your life was pretty good, and after COVID, it just kind of it's going downhill when it comes to what's going on. I mean,
one thing I say, ask
my grandpa COVID. She had to go to the hospital, and grandpa was watching this, and then like we had COVID, but then like he was still letting us go to school. Thing, and one day we tried to skip school, so I called my mama, and she made us go to school. And now my granny is concerned about us
going to
school with COVID.
So real quick, so you think it's worse because of what exactly? Is it violence, or is it just people being sick, or, you know, what do you think it is? You know, what's making it worse?
It's the violence. It's the looting. It's the chaos. It's the sick people. It's the fact that in 2020, they started TikTok trend where they started licking toilets to start getting COVID.
Wait.
Oh, y'all didn't say that?
I don't think.
Explain how what was the good things about life, and then explain what the bad things was.
It's cool. That's how you feel. Hold on. Go ahead, bro.
The biggest change I noticed was social media. COVID took out. Somebody farted. Come on, bro. Anyways, we can't even stop. You guys just gotta edit this out.
It's all good.
Social media. COVID put kids out of school for a year or two, and they couldn't do anything but sit at home and sit on social media. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that really kind of messed with people's reality a little bit, or like messed with people's just like life, because they got so deep into social media that, like, well, I realized with some people, they get so deep into it, it's like that's the only thing they can do, or like people can't live without their phones on some shit. Like, they can't do nothing without their phone.
That's real. It's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, I want y'all to be as real as possible. If it happened to slip out, then it slip out. But don't go. But don't start going in. You know what I mean? So I don't want to be bleeping out every single thing.
Go home already,
girl.
He said he's girl.
Both of y'all some girls. I see a boy. Not my bad. He a boy and a girl, man.
All right. So
he just a girl.
Hey, relax.
All right.
So, how do y'all feel? You know, the difference between the two before and after COVID. I mean, he made some valid points before he left. You know, just social media in general played an effect. You know, but how do y'all feel the difference between before and after?
I feel like everybody was so used to having their freedom. So, and then when COVID hit, it was just like everybody started like going crazy a little bit, just doing anything to just satisfy themselves for entertainment. And I just feel like that's why they ran the social media and started doing all these trends and stuff like that. But I feel like before COVID, life was good. Like, it wasn't really as much violence as it is now.
You don't think so? Okay.
Yeah. It was like, because everybody was still stuck on Dub Smash and this and that. So I just feel like life was good before COVID came.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was that Dan's app or whatnot, right? I mean, they still doing it. It's more on TikTok now. But how you feel? You know, the difference between the two, you know? Before COVID, after COVID, you know, what effects that it has on people?
Before COVID, it was a lot of places to go. And when COVID hit, it was boring.
Hold on, somebody.
Yeah, when COVID, COVID. Yeah, when COVID hit, hey, yo, I don't know who's doing it, but please don't do it, you know, around people.
No, it's not. That orange spray mixed together and it stink.
Okay, somebody sprayed it. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
God. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and move just to be on safe.
We can move. Yeah, we can all move. Trying to. We going to the couch or what?
Yeah, let's go to the couch.
No, we choosing this couch.
No, we gotta be at one couch.
Yeah, this one right here.
I want this. But my eyes too long. For all that light finna make me mad.
Why your eyes low?
Because I'm sleeping.
It's still pick up from right here. So, all right. So, now you said it was. You said during COVID it was boring. What about after COVID?
It was getting fun.
So you think it's getting back to like how it was, or?
It was getting back how it was.
How it was. I feel it, but just like what he said with social media, do you think people are more on social media versus, you know, tapping into what's going on in real life? You know what I mean? Okay. You don't think social media is playing an effect on people's lives today or anything? Okay.
What's that line? Because yes, it is.
Well, it's not. You got to get that number.
Yeah, chill out. All right. All right. So, look. I don't know if y'all got your own topics or anything. Did y'all come up with any?
Yeah, I did.
Your own? Why females feel like it's okay to put their body out there to fit in?
I got one.
Okay.
Why females touch on men?
And why men touch on females?
You talking about hitting?
Because in most cases, men black out and hit a female. Like you could probably just be. Like, raising your voice, not saying that it's okay to raise your voice, but you can just raise your voice and not even put your hands on them and hear a black guy. Like, I feel like that's unacceptable.
I feel like when ladies first, what they say, the ladies should go first.
What you mean by that?
Right, like, they just...
So when something happened, when somebody starts shooting, you got to go out there first.
All right, so check this out. Because that is a topic when it comes to... Let me ask y'all this. Should women hit men?
No,
but I feel like
when we hit back, it's gonna be a problem. They go on a car popos.
But I feel like why should men hit women? It's just the same thing because in most cases, not saying it's okay for women to hit men, but like you shouldn't black out on a female. Like if she just tap you, like playing with you, you shouldn't blackout, and I know it's not okay for women to hit males, but you could easily just walk away.
So let me ask this question. So how do you know the limits of when it comes to a man blacking out? You know, so
I done saw like a lot of stories on it, and it could be, and it's just the smallest things. Like it happened with my cousin. Not But in that case, the girl, she I think she said something about his like the way he was acting towards the baby, and I guess he felt like that wasn't okay for her to say, and he started beating her, slammed her head in the door. He slammed her head in the door and stuff like that. And I just feel like that's not okay because she didn't say, I mean, she didn't put her hands on him. So it shouldn't, you shouldn't black out for something like that, and you know. And I feel like the simple fact that he did all this because he knew it was true, but you couldn't accept the fact that it was. So you decided to put your hands on a female.
So look at it this way, because normally it does just come with just hitting, you know what I mean? It normally comes with, you know, a lot of underlying things, you know, back and forth conversation, yelling at each other. From my experience, when it comes to yelling and both points for whatever reason can't come across, then you start to, you know, you start to get real dirty with your comments. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So whatever comment before the hit, you know, could cause a guy to, you know, black out. You know, you don't know what type of trauma people is actually going through.
I feel like,
you know what I mean, it could take a very small thing to make someone snap.
Yeah, I just want to say this one thing, and I learned this at an early age. You know how we were taught that words don't hurt. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. I think that is the most, what's the word I want to say?
Dumbest?
Yes. I don't want to say it's dumb, but it's hypocritical. It's hypocritical because words do hurt. That's just like if a mother say constantly to their child, you dumb, you stupid, you ain't gonna be anything. That hurts the emotions of that child. And in turn, that child can develop into something different than what that parent may wanted their child to grow up as. But words stick, number one. And words do hurt. And in the world that we're living in now, where a lot of people is extremely sensitive, you definitely, like, words extremely can get you caught up in a situation. And like he said, we're living in a world where trauma is overseeding a whole lot of stuff right now. Everybody is dealt with a traumatic experience, and everybody has dealt with it differently. One can be strong, one can just snap off really, really quick. But like he said, if you don't know a person, how do you know what hurts a person? And people be quick to say, oh, well, you shouldn't be that sensitive. No. You should watch what the heck you say to me, period. Because you don't know my story. You don't know what I went through. Yeah. You don't know what will hurt me and what can't hurt me. You don't know that. And that's the reason why you have a lot of people now these days, they spazzing out and they blacking out. Nobody's being healed. And nobody wants to be healed.
I'm going to say especially in St. Louis.
Oof.
Especially in St. Louis.
My granny was just asked me. She was like, do you want to move out to stay? I was like, yeah. But then I was like, but it's not good nowhere anyway. So it was just like, what's the point of moving?
It could be some similarities everywhere, really. Mm-hmm, right. You know, that's a hood everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people dealing with a lot of traumatic things everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really iffy. But I would say the most thing is, because you don't know what people been through, I wouldn't hit people. I would be as positive as I could be towards mm-hmm. everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. However you would like to receive positivity, you gotta give that as well. You know? So, but no, I feel like that's an interesting topic. Anything mm-hmm. else y'all wanna kind of bring up with?
Oh, yeah. So, based on the topic that she said, yeah, a lot of people have gone through a lot of traumas, like me, myself. And I don't think it's fair that if a woman hits a man and a man can't do nothing, no, that's not fair. Because one time, I had just got out of school, and I saw my stepdad sitting on the couch at home. And then I went to my room to go watch a movie, and then my mama came through the door. And she said something, she's like, oh God, you drunk again, something, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, he hits her, and then like, I had to go to the neighbor's house while something happened. And then as I was running, he grabbed my arms and said, I love you. And then, so I was running, just be trying to unlock the door. And then I go to the neighbor's house. And then,
All right, I just want to stop you real quick, because I don't want any one of y'all to go into like specific details on what happened, and you know, when it comes to certain things, you know what I mean. So I want us to kind of speak. I want to kind of speak in general, you know, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble, or you know, this is just a conversation. When it comes to certain details, if you want to talk to anyone specifically, then we'll be happy to listen if you want to bring it up. But outside of that, I don't want to make it available for everybody, you know what I mean, to know about some exact details, you know what I mean? So.
But how about this? Yeah. We don't speak on details, but how did that make you feel?
Right.
Well, that made me feel scared, afraid, and, like, mostly kicked out, because, like, why you hit her? Like, what she do to you?
I understood. But as children, we understand that you guys don't understand a whole situation. But like what Kayla was saying, you never know the deep in detail about what's going on. So I'm sorry that you had to go through a situation like that. I mean, myself too have went through a situation like that. But you know, what can we do to make our emotions a little bit more stable on a child perspective? What do you think you can do to help yourself in that situation?
Talk to her sister, dog.
Okay. Have you talked to her about it?
Who?
The person you were just talking about.
Yeah, but I'm over it now.
Okay. Well, we know you're not over it because you brought it up.
No, that was years ago.
Okay. Understood.
All right. So. All right, let's switch it up just a little bit, because this is actually a hot topic that I ran across really last night, the St. Louis hot topic. So let me say it like this: there's a lot of grown people that will actually target certain young people for different things. Like for example, it was this party that actually I feel like it happened during COVID or right before COVID. Okay. Now I gotta wait. I don't want the little girls to kind of hear me. I'm let them get they. Hold on. Hmm? All right.
Did you grab one?
Mm-hmm. Relax. See, we just got in that tight. You don't know what he been through. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Still on pause. Still on pause. Brief intermission. Hey, this will be the last topic too. I just want to bring it up. Alright. Hey, if he black out, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so here's the conversation that's going on. And they actually set up a Facebook group to talk about these different individuals in St. Louis. So I'm gonna say it like this: there was a party that somebody threw. I feel like this is how the group started off. So the party that somebody threw, it was called. Yeah, what's the acronyms? Let me write it down. I'm gonna write down the acronyms. All right. Yeah, it was STFU and twerk. That's what the name of the party is.
Twerk.
STFU and twerk. But check this out. Guess who it was for? How old are you?
14.
Oh. It was for 13 and 14 year olds. Like middle schoolers.
What?
probably at some high school.
It was at the what? I mean,
no, I'm not saying I was gonna go. I'm just saying, where was it? Cause I got a Facebook account.
So this was in 2018, 2019, okay. Something like that. Some of these people that went to the party, they 22 now, you okay. know.
What?
But they're talking about this certain person.
Go ahead.
They're talking about this certain person that actually threw the party. He's a grown man, you know, that threw this party for children, you know. And he threw the party, and he was at the party walking around, you know. Looking at children, inviting children, and even inviting certain people over, you know, to his house, things like that. But I say that to say that this is actually something that's going on in St. Louis as well, with many different individuals, and especially certain ones that actually have youth programs, you know. So, I don't know if you all have experience with anybody like that or anybody that approached you guys and stuff, but, you know, what's your thoughts when it comes to individuals that's out here that's like that? Like, how do y'all feel about
it? What?
Yeah, let's start. You have anything? I'm going to just go across the couch when it comes to.
All right,
go ahead.
I actually had a personal experience. With that, well, what future was going on that day that it happened? When I came here and I was crying.
You said it happened on a field trip.
No, when I was walking down.
That was last year, like around this time last year. There was a storm that was going on and somebody pulled up to the side, pulled up on you.
So I was walking and my papa, he was standing on the porch watching. So my neighbor, he pulled up next to me, and he was like, where you going? So me in my head, I'm like, oh, this is my neighbor. Like, oh, I know him. So then I was like, oh, I'm just going right there. So I pointed to the building. And then that's when he was like, where your cute A going without no man? And then that's when my papa, he yelled down the street. He was like, leave her alone, Joe. And then I had came in here, and I started crying. Mm-hmm. And then that's when he lied. He lied to my granny, and my papa was like, he thought I was a grown woman. How I look like a grown woman and I still look 12? Make it make sense.
And you say you was 12 years old at the time?
Or? No, I was, I think.
13.
No, I was 14. I was 14.
Yeah.
You was 14 at the time?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. And then he was trying to talk to me, and then my papa was like, they'll stop talking to her. And then he was like, that's what pedophiles do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I got harassed by my computer science teacher because this one time he was like, I think I had messed up because we was typing a poem. I had messed up. He was like, you lucky you cute. And then he said it again. He was like, you lucky you pretty. And then I had got switched up out that class and he was harassing me in the hallway.
That's a shame. What about, you say you got something?
So I had heard this story on TikTok, and then the story goes like this. This man pulled up in the van, and then this kid came up to the van, and the man said, hey, if you get in my van, I give you $20. So the kid got in the van, he gave him $20, and he said, hey, if you get your friends, I give him $20 too. So he got your friends, they got in the van, gave him $20, The man said to the kids, it's like, hey, if you get the girls, I'll give them $20. And then so they got the girls, and then they pulled off. And then that's what happened.
So you saying that's a real story or just a story that?
I don't know. I heard it on TikTok.
You heard it on
that
TikTok?
That sounds fake. I ain't going to lie to you. Because not saying that people dumb, but somebody you know to be smarter than that.
Believe it or not, Kayla, I don't know if you guys paid attention to it, but y'all probably didn't. What was this, about 2019, 2020 during COVID? Over 80,000 women and children came up missing. Yep. Nobody been talking about it since that time. They're still missing till this day.
And most of us was in a house, you know.
Most of us was in the house. But that was the time, even here in St. Louis, I remember a few students coming to me. There was a few white mans driving around St. Louis in the areas where they see kids always outside playing and was collecting kids. That is real. And you do have some kids who probably don't have guidance in their life. So when somebody come with some candy or come with a dub or something like that, they run it.
Dang, child never.
That's real. So you can't really say common sense play a part in this type of things. You got a lot of kids that are not taught common sense at all. And that's the reason why you see a lot of kids come up missing. That age 13 and 14, well actually 12 to 14, is the main age that a lot of these pedophiles are going after. That's called basically the pure, what they call them, pure what? I forgot the word of it. But that's the pureness of a youth. So it ain't nothing new, but it's getting more exposed now because we have the technology. That's the only thing. But because you were quick to run and go and tell somebody, that's what calmed him down. Now imagine if you would have walked up to that car and be like, what's good? Like the average child would do. Think about that. You got girls that's literally on, I think on your block or up there on Margaretta. They don't go to school at all. All they do is roam these streets.
Sometimes they don't got to offer anything.
They don't have to offer nothing.
They could just have a nice car and they could just want to hop in because it's a nice car.
Yeah.
Also, child nepotism type stuff.
And those are the kids that are not guided, though.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you got anything? You got anything on that?
No.
I can believe that party thing that you were saying that was going on at that time.
That's what I tagged to you. Just that group. And it's different people that we follow that they talking about.
And I remember that because I remember the kids coming to school talking about it. And one of my students, I'm not going to say any names, but they contracted an STD from that party.
Oh, my God.
And a few students end up being HIV positive.
So, oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, actually, they said, you know, I don't know how true this is, but they said the person that threw the party has, what is it, herpes or something. And, you know.
That's real.
And somebody actually spoke on it, wanted to expose him, like, nah, yeah, he gave people, such as myself, that.
I thought you... No.
I thought you said himself. That's what she...
Remember I told you, Taylor, a few years back, well, when I first met you, like, I'm sorry that you have to be in this type of environment, this type of lifestyle, but you know me, too. I, too, went through that same situation. It wasn't my peers who was hollering at me or trying to get to me. These are grown old men in my community. Me walking from home to school, pulling up on the side of me. What's up, baby girl? You know, dang on well, you know my mama and my daddy.
So six.
But nothing new up under the sun.
All of that. Man.
This is really dope, and I'm glad you guys are actually speaking on this. Because number one, this is going to help save somebody's life.
Yo, save the kids from the nappers.
I'm gonna go ahead and conclude it. You know, that's Mark number two. Kids from the nappers.